6 o'clock, time for you to wake up. 6 o'clock and all is well. I don't know if it is or not, but I do know it's 6 o'clock and it's time for WHCB 91.5 FM, WHCB Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City, WHCB The Blessing. It's time for prayer time here on WHCB. Kenneth Hill here, your host for our prayer time get-togethers, and it is a Monday, as we say, good morning, good work week to you. Glad you've joined us on this Monday. WHCB 91.5 The Blessing likes to tell people about what's going on in your church or what's going on in your community group that might be of benefit to our whole community. So if you would, let us know what's going on. We're not mind readers. We don't know what's happening unless you tell us, and so we like to get the word out for you. There is no cost. We're happy to put it on the internet on our website at whcbradio.org and also to put it on the air at WHCB Radio. So our best way to get it to us is to send it to us by email. Go to our website, whcbradio.org, whcbradio.org, and send it to us. Okay? Okay. And we'll do that. Thank you very much. Are you a name or are you a number? Bruce Burke brought this up, goodness, 6 years ago, 5 years ago, something like that, and brought it to me, brought my attention to it, I should say, the concept anyway. Bruce and Doris at that time, I think, were still in South Africa ministering. But anyway, it's easy to think that maybe we're a number, not a name. We've got bank accounts and addresses and zip codes and cell phones and social security numbers and all that sort of thing. So, you know, it's easy sometimes to think that numbers are all we need and not names. If you've ever tried to call in to a utility, for example, or some sort of a large company, maybe an Amazon-style company or even a telephone company or something like that, then you know exactly what I'm talking about, because you've got to put all these numbers in. Even to speak English, you've got to go click, click, click. Then when you put in your numbers, you've got to give them invoice numbers or account numbers or whatever else. Well, you know, that sort of makes us think that we're not all that important. But we were given a name at birth. It might not be a name you use today. Maybe it was a name that you had to have changed. I don't know. It appears on your birth certificate, you know, that's your name. Your relatives and your friends call you by that name or until you ask them to change what they called you. But you've got a name. And then numbers start up when you get to be in high school and college. And so we're a computerized world, of course. But God doesn't declare that we need a name, or excuse me, a number with which to contact him, because he knows us by our name. He knows all of his children by each of their names. Now, the Lord has allowed me to have faculty of mind enough to know the names of my children, to know my wife's name, to know the name of my sister and my mom and dad and my aunts and uncles and cousins, and to know my children, my grandchildren, you see. And God, with far greater intellect and ability than I have, knows every one of us by name. Not only that, he knows everything about us, whether it's good or bad. And of course, there is that chasm between those who are in right standing with God and those that are not. Jesus, God in the flesh, called Lazarus by name in John 11:43 when he called him to come out of the grave. He'd been dead for 4 days. What if the Lord had said, "Hey, you, come out of the grave"? Or what if he just said, "Come forth"? He said, "Lazarus, come forth," if you remember. But what if he just said, "Come forth"? Well, then every dead person in the graveyard In fact, every person who had ever died and was buried would have jumped up at his command because he's God. He had the power. He had the right. But he called Lazarus by name. After the resurrection, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb. You remember she didn't recognize Jesus standing there by the tomb, and she thought he was the gardener until he spoke her name, Mary. There's something very personal to be recognized by name, far greater than by a number. You know, they still have dog tags, I suppose, in the military, and their numbers there, so you've got a serial number, and if you are caught and captured by the enemy, you're to give your name, your rank, and your serial number, and that's all that's required under the Geneva Convention of Prisoners of War, as if that means anything today. But you got a number if you're in the military. You got a number if you're a citizen of the United States. It's a Social Security number. And if you've got a driver's license, you've got a number on that. And if you've got a passport, you've got a number on that. When Jesus was crucified between those two thieves, Scripture says that he was numbered with the transgressors. That's in Mark 15:28. So we conclude that all who are not in right standing with God are numbered. So we know we're named because we're a believer in Jesus Christ, but we know that the transgressors are numbered together. Now remember the number 666? Well, in the near future, there'll be a world leader who will institute a number, that number or another, that will be necessary for buying and selling. It's called the Mark of the Beast in Revelation 13. And if you're a believer, you'll maintain your name and be called by God himself. And if you're an unbeliever, you'll have the number of the beast, 666, or its equivalent, in your right hand or your forehead. That won't only distinguish believers from unbelievers, but also seal their future, eternity in heaven or in hell. So how important is your name to you? How important is your name? Paul the Apostle tells the church at Philippi, I urge you, true companions, help those and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. So the question of the day is your name in God's book of life? Are you a name or are you a number numbered with the transgressors? Question for you to answer. Let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for loving us beyond all understanding. And we thank you for salvation that's available through Jesus Christ our Lord. And I thank you for giving me that salvation. I thank you for loving me with a love that is everlasting and never failing. And I ask that you would touch hearts today, and if there's one that listens to this station that has never come to faith in Jesus Christ, that they would do so before this day is out, that they would make Jesus Christ for sure their Savior and their Lord. Now, Lord, we've got things to do today. The calendar is full, and we ask for you to give us ability to get done what needs to be done. We've got a hoarseness starting in our throat. We ask that you'd remove that, if it be your will. We ask you to be with these that have asked us to pray for them with physical needs and emotional needs and personal needs. And we ask you, Lord, to take charge of each of our lives. Thank you for doing that. And thank you for loving us. Oh, thank you for that love. How important that is to our lives. And Lord, use us today for your honor and glory, we pray. Help us to be faithful in all that you have for us to do. Make provision for us, each one of us, all of us that are praying together this morning, all who listen to the station, all who participate in its support and work. And I pray that you'll make provision for the station itself. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.